On July 1st, Cyprus will take over the presidency of the Council of the European Union. During that time, many issues concerning the EU will be discussed, in particular the continuing economic crisis in Europe. Cyprus is one of the countries that has been affected by the economic downturn, but says it has not yet decided if it will seek a bailout. Lydia O'Kane spoke with Cypriot Foreign Minister Errata Markoulis about some of the issues that will be tackled during the country's presidency.
During the Cypriot presidency, there'll be a lot on the agenda regarding the EU. Can you outline a few of the issues you'll have to tackle?
First of all, let me say that this is going to be our first presidency after we became members in 2004. For us, it is a very big challenge, and we want to have a very successful presidency. So we are very committed, we have worked very hard, and we are fully prepared for this great responsibility. We assume the presidency during a very critical period for the European Union because of the economic crisis, because of the many economic and social problems facing the Union. This is why our message for the presidency is for a better Europe. A better Europe in the sense of more effectiveness of our policies, of a Europe which will promote more growth, more jobs, especially for the young people. We have to note that 55% of the young people in many countries of the European Union are without jobs, and this creates a huge economic but also social problem. So in that sense, our presidency will highlight the necessity to have more growth, more development, and more jobs, especially for the young people and vulnerable groups. And in that sense, to have more social cohesion. So these are some of the important priorities of our presidency. At the same time, we have to have more solidarity, not only among the members of the European Union, in order to find common solutions to the common problems facing the Union and the member states, but also solidarity towards our neighbors, towards especially the southern dimension of the European neighborhood policy. So this is another priority of our presidency, especially with what is going on in our neighborhood, in our southern neighborhood, Italy's southern neighborhood and Cyprus's southern neighborhood, especially with what is happening with the Arab Spring in Northern Africa, but also in many countries of the Middle East. So these are some of the priorities that our presidency will want to highlight during the six-month rotating presidency.
You talked about the economy there, and despite the economic problems affecting Europe, especially Greece, is support for the European Union still strong amongst Cypriots?
It is very strong. It has always been strong, both before we became members of the Union, but especially now. We are staunch supporters of the European Union, of our institutions, of our principles, and we want this wonderful project not only to survive, but to become better. This is why we want to work closely with our partners in the Union, with the European Commission, with the Council, and with the Parliament, in order to promote and in order to implement also our policies for a better Europe, a Europe which will be closer to its citizens. This is why our presidency focuses on these issues, on these principles, because we believe in the Union. We believe and we have a responsibility, all of us, not only to solve the economic crisis, not only to find solutions to the problems that Greece is facing, Spain is facing, Italy is facing, Cyprus is facing. These are common problems, and we have to work together in solidarity to find common solutions.
How close is your country of Cyprus to seeking an international bailout?
I think that we all look at this possibility with a kind of a panic. There is a lot of talk about Spain, for example, seeking a bailout. But we have to remember that many countries have already sought bailout, but some other countries have already sought bailout and are now out of the mechanism. So we look at this possibility. Of course, Cyprus has not decided yet whether to seek a bailout, but even under such a possibility, this will be only in order to find a way to recapitalize especially one of our banks. So it will not be because of the bad economic situation. I would say that most of the economic indicators of Cyprus are better than many of the member states of the European Union. We have only one vulnerable area, which is the banking system, especially one of the four main banks currently in Cyprus has been very heavily exposed to the Greek government bonds. So this is the only, I would say, vulnerable and weak point and sector. We are doing everything possible to avoid a bailout, and we are hopeful that we will succeed.
Today is the second anniversary of the conclusion of Pope Benedict's trip to Cyprus. What do you think has been the long-term effect of that trip, and what are the current relations like between Cyprus and the Holy See?
Of course, we were honoured by the visit of His Holiness. For us, it was a historic visit because of the position of Cyprus in Christianity, because of the fact that Cyprus was the first Christian state to be established, and because of the importance of Cyprus in the whole Christian period. So for us, the visit of the Pope, His Holiness, came at a very important time of our history, and of course it will be remembered by all of us. It was an honor. It was a visit that we will remember with great respect, all Cypriots. Of course, we have, as you know, the majority are Greek Orthodox, but we have some very important parts of our population, of our people, that are Catholic. These are the Latin community, the Maronite community, and they are a very important and invaluable part of our population. We have a long history with relations with Catholicism. Cyprus was for many years under the French, under the Venetians, the Italians. Of course, we have a long history also with the Order of Malta. And today we sign diplomatic relations with the Sovereign Order of Malta. For me, it was a very important day today because we reconnected with our history. So in that sense, we value our relations with the Holy See, with the Vatican. The Vatican has, and His Holiness himself, has been very supportive, especially on the issue of the ongoing destruction of the cultural heritage of Cyprus in the occupied part, in the occupied area. And we do count on this support. We do count on the weight and the importance that the Holy See attaches to this ongoing destruction, which is a destruction of the Christian monuments that belong to the whole world. As I mentioned earlier, Cyprus was one of the first countries to be converted to Christianity from the early times. And we have throughout the island we have thousands of churches. Some of them they date back to the early Christian period. In the occupied area, there are about 550 churches and about 30 monasteries. All of them have been looted, and most of them have been destroyed. So this is an issue which is very close to our heart. And of course, we are indebted to the Holy See, to the Vatican, and to His Holiness himself for supporting this cause.